Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ryan Grant joining us now, host of the Believe in Packers podcast, former running back for the Green Bay Packers and Super Bowl champion. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So this is a heck of a matchup. Breeze and Rodgers, perhaps for the last time. And the high-flying...
Let's hope not. It's for the last.
I know, but I'm with you. It's just a real possibility. Green Bay is lighting up the scoreboard. Is it what they're doing or the competition? You tell me, are both?
Probably a little both. I think this is, you know, like we said before, this is a great test to see. But I think that, you know, Green Bay has definitely shown some things offensively that they're firing, you know, on a lot of cylinders. You know, I don't know if anybody's been talking about it, but I think clearly they have one of the strongest lines in the league. And guys are stepping up. You know, it's not like they haven't, by any means, an average quarterback in Aaron, or backfield. You know, the other Aaron as well. They got some major weapons. So guys are really playing to their potential. And then, you know, I also think that the competition hasn't necessarily been as strong. But I don't expect them to lag overall as the season goes on. You know, they might have, you know, games where they don't perform at quote unquote as high, but I expect this offense to be kind of rolling all season.
Ryan, has there been anything different? Is it just year two of Matt LaFleur's system and they're more comfortable?
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, that is probably the biggest thing. You know, the first year I wasn't really worried about necessarily how they performed. It was kind of what Matt did. And guys, they definitely balled out, you know, going one game away from the Super Bowl. But I think this year you got a lot of young guys who got an opportunity to play and perform at a high level. They're stepping into that next year role. Like, now they're basically veterans. And then Coach LaFleur recognizing the, you know, performers that he has and the type of talent that he has. Now he can try a couple things, get people in more of a groove, understand the type of personnel that he has, so he can kind of, you know, give them more packages and stuff like that. So I think it's a combination of both. Guys having more experience, them feeling more confident, and at the end of the day, Coach LaFleur understanding his personnel a little better.
Ryan, how strange was it to watch games in Lambeau Field and those bleacher seats were completely empty?
It was a little weird. It definitely feels like scrimmage style, and not even necessarily Packers style scrimmage, because I've never played in a scrimmage in Green Bay where it was empty. But just, I guess, a basic practice. So it's funny, I feel like there's less pressure in many regards for certain guys, just because they're out there just playing like backyard football, you know what I mean? So they're having a lot more fun. I'm sure the trash talking is funny. It just feels more comfortable, almost like sandlot football, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally get it. Aaron Rodgers, they drafted Jordan Love in the offseason. Does Aaron Rodgers look like a guy that's maybe got a chip on his shoulder from the franchise drafting a guy that high, his eventual replacement?
Not really to me. He's just playing at the caliber that he plays. If anything, I don't think his chip would be from that situation. I think it would just, you know, maybe be from his own personal motivation. You know, Aaron's the type of person that he might have had some chips on his shoulder, you know, early on and used those for motivation. But I think now he has a different type of motivation. He's definitely more mature. He's an older guy. He's a veteran. And He's the type of guy that his role is very different, even though he can still perform at such a high level. And so I think that his motivation and what gets him riled up and fired up is a little different now. So I think it's more of a, just an internal motivation than a situation with Jordan Love, you know, because at the end of the day, he understands that it might not have been something that he thought, like he's voiced, but I don't think, at this point in time in his career, I think he understands.
How have they been able to average over 6 yards per carry?
Do you see the backfield that they have in that line?
Yeah, yeah.
They have a phenomenal group of guys, and then it doesn't hurt to have a phenomenal group of guys up front. You know, they got that line is serious. I love them, and I also love that whole backfield is a bunch of studs.
Ryan Grant, Believe in Packers podcast. Thanks so much for the time.
No, man, no problem, bro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.